powerful monster living down in the darkness growled in pain, impatient, as day after day the music rang loud in the hall, the harp's rejoicing call and the poet's clear songs, sung of the ancient beginnings of us all, recalling the Almighty making the earth, shaping these beautiful plains marked off by oceans, then proudly setting the sun and moon to glow across the land and light it. The corners of the earth were made lovely with trees and leaves, made quick with life, with each of nations who now move on its face. And then, as now, warriors sang of their pleasure. So Hrothgar's men lived happily in this hall till the monster stirred, that demon, that fiend, Grendel, who haunted the moors, the wild marshes, and made his home in hell. Not hell, but earth. He was spawned in that slime, conceived by a pair of those monsters born of Cain, murderous creatures banished by God, punished forever from crime of Abel's death. The Almighty drove these demons out, and their exile was bitter. Shut away from men, they split into thousand forms of evil, spirits and fiends, goblins, monsters, giants, a brood forever opposing the Lord's will, and again defeated.